It's often said without thought, but sometimes a simple question, "Are you okay?" can in fact be life-saving. The recently held National Day of Action, "Are You Okay?" was simple in its message of encouraging Australians to talk about depression and issues relating to suicide in the hopes of overall prevention. Held on October 7, the day was part of an overall lineup of events that coincided with Mental Health Awareness Month. The way in which the media covers mental illness plays a crucial role in our perceptions and hence the stigma that surrounds. From the frequency in which it's reported to the language that's used, journalists inherently dictate this public conversation. Gavin Larkin is the founder of Are You OK? And he begins his report from Carrie Fellner.
I lost my father to suicide in 1995, and he was a really inspirational bloke who was a coach to very many people in his life, and I wanted to do something that honoured his life and the kind of bloke he was, and I also wanted to do something that made a difference to help with a problem that the more I found out about, the angrier I got. You know, we've got a huge suicide problem and something that needed to be done.
From what I gather, Are You OK Day centres around the idea that just by asking someone if they're OK as a one-off, it can actually make a difference. So you've done a bit of research into this. How much difference does it actually make asking someone such a simple question?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the research shows that, you know, a couple of very important things. The first thing is that you can't make it worse, and that if you do happen to be talking to someone who is at high risk, you can lessen the chances of them taking their own lives dramatically by simply having that conversation and engaging them and letting them download and share. It's statistically proven that people feel better, and that doesn't make it worse. What's common is that people have a gut instinct that they should do something. And really, it's about following that gut instinct.
You said that you started this day in the memory of your late father. Do you think that someone asking him these kinds of questions could have helped him with his own struggles?
Yeah, look, suicide is a very complicated and complex issue, and I don't suggest for a second that people who've lost someone like we lost my father weren't connected and weren't asking, "Are you okay?" I think the issue is there was some point on my father's journey where that question, if it had been asked, could have helped direct him in another way, and I wished that had been the case. And so by getting upstream with this issue, as I said, and having people ask anybody who's suffering for any reason, it could be a marriage breakdown, a relationship breakdown, a job loss, whatever the case may be, those little problems, stopping them getting any bigger is the key.
The slogan for the day is, "Are You OK?" That seems to be very much Generation Y speak. Was that a conscious decision to target that particular demographic?
It certainly is, in terms of the importance of that audience. Suicide is the single biggest killer of young men and women 15 to 35 in Australia. And that's just outrageously high. So we're very concerned about that stat and that audience connecting. So yes, it is a factor. But the words "Are You OK?" are not new. And you know, the issue is why don't we ask more often, I think, is a really interesting fact. And it's really this fear and the inertia around the taboo nature of the subject.
There is that problem that depression and mental illness are stigmatised topics in our society. What role has the media played in creating that stigma? And do you think that they perhaps also have a role in undoing some of that damage?
For many years, the media, this was an off-limits subject. And I strongly believe that that's contributed to the taboo nature of it. And while you could always argue that people are at risk by any conversation of suicide taking place, the vast majority of people will be positively influenced if we can get a less stigmatised and more empathetic and broader, you know, knowledge-based appreciation of the subject.
One of your stated aims is that you wish to drive real connections between people. This year, a lot of the hype for the day has been in the online sphere. I guess that raises the question, can the internet be used to forge real connections between people, or is it simply isolating people who are struggling further?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. You know, we live in an era of unprecedented connectivity, and yet you could argue we've probably never been more disconnected in some ways. But that's not true for every audience, and in particular the youth audience that you mentioned earlier. You know, there's stats to say that the connections that are generated online and through social media networks actually lead to deeper connection and longer time communicating than some people, you know, make in the real world face-to-face. So it's really a courses-for-courses type discussion, but a very important one. And we hope, obviously, that to reach people through various platforms and ones that suit them best, and we hope that they do the same, which is to take those things on. But, you know, nothing for me beats a face-to-face conversation or, you know, certainly a phone call where, you know, you can hear the emotion in someone's voice and you can gauge, you know, really what their response is.
The Are You OK campaign was run in conjunction with the Mindframe National Media Initiative. The initiative aims to help journalists report mental health issues responsibly. I spoke to the project manager, Mark Bryant.
Some of the tips we give the media is like, look, you're the wordsmith, details of the method, details of the location. That's going to cause real risk to your viewers. Other things we try to say as well is limit the use of the word suicide, because that can be like a beacon. Also, talk to a health professional if they're doing a suicide story that can give some context to it.
It's probably difficult to quantify, but do you have evidence that this actually works, that people do call the numbers at the end of the story?
Yes, we know that they do. We've researched, it tells us that particularly if the journalist puts the wrong number, it can have bad consequences. We know from people who've survivors of suicide have told us that they've, you know, tried to call a number and it was the wrong number. This is sort of like an impact a newspaper can have. There's a beauty spot in Sydney, which I won't say. The media tend to be very good in Sydney. They don't mention it very much, very often. Been a bit of a use of it recently because of some high-profile people have mentioned it about some funding. If you ask the police, they will tell you that whenever that's mentioned in the paper, they have to send a police officer to be out there because they know people are going copying.
The Are You OK campaign aims to break down the barriers to talking about mental health. Do you think the media also has a role to play in destigmatising this topic?
One of the things that was stopping particularly men, because that's where the high suicide rate is in Australia, is middle-aged men, is the stigmatisation associated with mental illness. They don't seek help. So the media has a role to play, and it's sort of like there's a big cultural shift going on in the world at the moment around people's perceptions of mental illness. Beyond Blue have done an amazing job over the last decade of destigmatising depression. There's still a lot of work to do on some other mental illnesses. And what that means is for particularly men, you know, if they're feeling low, feeling down, somewhere like Australia, where that's a manly approach, well, I can get over it, I can look after myself, I pull my socks up. Well, actually, no, if you're feeling signs of depression, it's a real serious illness. And the earlier you seek help, the quicker you can get over it. So that's the message we need to get across to particular men, is that when you're feeling low, seek help.
Project manager at the Mindframe National Media Initiative, Mark Bryant, was speaking there to the Fourth Estate's Carrie Fellner. And if you aren't feeling so okay, there's always someone who'll listen 24/7 across Australia. You can call Lifeline on 13 11 44.